If you pass your hand over a petri dish containing a tadpole, the tadpole will flinch beneath your shadow. That tadpole cannot write poetry, and it cannot sing. It will never know love or jealousy or triumph, and it has a brain the size of a punctuation mark. But it damn sure knows how to be afraid of the unknown. Well, so do I. So do we all. But there's nothing particularly compelling about that. Do you see what I mean? You don't get any special credit, is what I'm saying, for knowing how to be afraid of the unknown. Fear is a deep and ancient instinct, in other words, and it's an evolutionarily vital one. But it ain't especially smart. Elizabeth Gilbert. Big Magic. We're born with only two fears, fear of falling and fear of loud noises. Everything else is learned. Fear of spiders? You learn that at 3 years old when Big Sister freaked out about a spider on the wall. Fear of the dark? You learn that at 5 years old when Big Brother had a nightmare. And now you're 40-something and you're still afraid of spiders and you're 99% sure it's irrational, but you still can't shake it. Except that you can. Any learned behavior can be unlearned, and this is important. Because you also learn not to take risks, to play it safe, to get that safe job with safe benefits and a safe 401k. You learned to tamp down on your passions, to not follow your dreams. This is all based on fears, and they're 99% irrational. So allow yourself to sit with your dreams, your passions, the things that light you up. And now realize that these things are possible. In fact, they're more possible now than at any other time in the history of humankind. Allow your mind to imagine what you learned was unimaginable. This is where you'll see the binds of fear begin to fray, to unravel. This is where you'll begin to have the freedom to see the opportunities, the possibilities. This is where you'll find the courage to move toward your goals.